Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Indeed, being green is our focus on the environment. And we say a very good morning to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Hi there. There we are. The red light came on. How are you, Mark?
Yes, very good. And
you? You sound chipper. Yes, I'm chipper.
Indeed.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Lovely day and no rain, but that's normal. Yeah.
Yes. And do we have a good news environmental story this morning?
Well, I hope so.
There's always a sigh when we talk about the environment.
We've got the winds of change sort of round the corner and this hugely hyped one and only conference on the doorstep. And it's tempting to write some clever clog rhetorical query like, will the winds of change be blowing next week? Well, let me answer it anyway and say, yes, I think it's the fervent hope of most of us politically aware people that there will be some relief, a glimmer of hope for a less inward-looking landscape. The uncertainty, the seemingly unending litigation, can't go on like this. And from Monday, there might be that glimmer. Better times ahead for the environment, too. And I can't make this point strongly enough that it's not just government for the people, it's government for everything, for the environment. And if things are going well and there's good governance, then, everything benefits, including the daisies in your garden or whatever it may be. But to continue the wind metaphor very aptly to our energy future, despite a long hiccup in the rollout of sustainable independent generating, there are signs that the 27 IPP independent power producers agreements will happen and new ones will come online, especially if the incumbent Minister of Energy's days are numbered. But we won't go there. With 19 wind farms now online and a number waiting in the wings, lots of small and medium-scale solar plants silently basking in the sun, sustainable, renewable energy sources are elbowing their way into the mix. And the headlines around the world keep reminding us that the cost of wind and solar is steadily coming down. Eskom's cash-strapped state is forcing up the tariff, if the electricity regulator will allow it, and what real choice do they have? So, the cost per kilowatt-hour for wind and solar will soon be competitive. There'll be 8 renewable energy distribution zones demarcated. This is a really good development. Red zones, they're called. It's a rather un-euphonous term, redses. And the national grid will expand to accommodate the inputs. That's been decided some time ago. The 8 red zones are Upington, Springbok and Kimberley in the Northern Cape, Overberg and Komsberg in the Western Cape, Cookhouse and Stormberg in the Eastern Cape, and Freiburg in the Northwest. But the planners must be empathetic. Imagine you're a visitor to a private conservation area, enjoying the thrill of the Big Five and all that goes with it, the romance of unspoilt Africa, the birds, the sunsets and the stars. And then you top a rise in your open-top Land Rover, and on a distant ridge the familiar three-blade forms are gracefully but relentlessly turning. Yeah, the implications for the tourist industry don't have to be spelled out. Sensitivity to local needs must be built in. And again, you know, consultation and good governance. Do I have to say more? Coal-fired power generation will be the mainstay. Still, I'm afraid, the prospect of nuclear is still on the menu, but pushed ever more to the back burner, if you'll forgive the mixing of the metaphors. It's hoped that 8 coal-fired stations can be closed by 2030, and desulfuring the emissions of existing plants must be implemented immediately. Another challenge for embattled Eskom. Finally, a development in sustainability that's very encouraging. It's small scale, but this could be a foretaste of things to come. It gives local users domestic and business independence and might be a powerful new source of change in the energy model, allowing customers to go off-grid in some cases. Sustain Power, a Cape Town-based sustainable energy company, has recently delivered a containerized biogas electric power generator to Iber, a leading biogas company. It's a combined power and heat unit, they call it a CHP, producing heat and electricity from organic waste. It's a waste-to-energy converter, a kind of recycling system which can recover 90% of the waste energy in an organic process, using biogas. The biogas could come from various sources, such as landfill gases, or in this case, organic waste from an abattoir. The biogas and waste-to-energy industry is still in its infancy here in South Africa, but ineffective waste management and electricity shortages are the major challenges, and the CHPs, the combined power and heat units, could greatly cut down on inefficiencies, while the local build and assembly can offer jobs and technology development. So, some good news on the horizon, hopefully.
Indeed. Thanks very much there to John Richards with that edition of Being Green. And if you'd like to hear any of this information again, then just go to our webpage, www.fmr.co.za. Click on podcasts and look for Being Green, and you'll be able to listen to Being Green again.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX. Above the crowd.